So, like, if we were to have some sort of graphic present, so, like, when the show's about to start, graphic on the screen that says, you have to pay $18 more in order to watch this show because the internet's fucked.
$18.99. I see what you're saying.
$18.99.
No, I don't think we should do that. I think we should just wait and see what's going to happen with net neutrality and then watch as the world burns. What was that he said in the famous quote that
Dark Knight?
Sir Michael Caine said in Dark Knight, some men don't want to be reasoned with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
And then just picture Ajit Pai's face.
Nick, that was shockingly good. Good job, Nick.
All right. Look at that. Turns out, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Turns out, guys. When properly motivated by fear and anxiety, I do a tremendous Michael Caine.
The main reason why I wanted to fucking win this FCC thing was because I wanted to say, Ajit, bye. Like, bye, as in, like, get the fuck out of our, you know?
Well, we will see. We're going to get to that story in a second, as well as some other actually good news. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a Kind of Funny Morning Show, where we come to you each and every day, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. My name is Nick Scarpino. I am one of the hosts alongside that candy, that sweet, nasty Andy, Maximum Cortez. How are you, sir?
Why?
Are you dying of something that I don't know about? You're wearing 3 jackets right now.
That's chilly.
You're wearing an, like, are you, is there an undershirt
Nick,
underneath
what?
Here? No, there's no undershirt.
Is it?
Look at you, smooth.
Nick, what's happening here?
What's happening where?
Is this part of it, or?
Yeah, I don't know how that, I don't know what's going on there. Okay. I don't know how, what that is, or why that happened. I also don't know why there's all the other information in there. That needs to be the topic.
Was that a story?
I don't.
Got it, I see. You pasted it in the wrong place.
I pasted it into an area of the document that's
Nick,
a header.
Nick.
Joe.
Yeah. So all you do is you hit enter there, and then you paste
Can
it.
Can you?
Cool, look at that. You answered your own question instead of interrupting my show.
Can you verify on Instagram that the story works that I just posted? Because whenever I post a link, the link is white font on white background.
All right, let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, today's your show for December 14th. We have lots of bad news, lots of good news today. starting off, net neutrality aside, I just want to say a deep, heartfelt, happy Star Wars Day to everyone.
Yay!
It is Star Wars The Last Jedi Day. We are going to see this tonight. Oh, I punch you in the arm and then have you punch me in the arm and then we hug. Right, we are seeing that an early showing tonight, so we will be back earlier tonight to record our reacts. Big ol' Kev Dog and the team will probably get that up ASAP so you guys can see our reactions. Of course, we'll do spoiler-free reactions probably next day on the morning show a little bit, and then probably spoil the shit out of it for you guys on
Fun
Friday.
Fun fact. Oh, no.
Find me, Obi-Wan!
Okay.
I mean, that does sound strikingly like a lightsaber.
It. He's nailing it.
It does sound like a lightsaber. Oh, Tim wore his lightsaber shirt. I love that. So that's happening. Also, a lot of you guys were talking about the required reading this week, which was Infinity Gauntlet. I apologize. We did not get to that on Wednesday. We've been a little swamped. Greg and I are hosting the show tomorrow, so we will be doing that tomorrow. I have it downloaded on my awesome iPhone 10. Greg says he's going to read it as well. Will we get to it tonight because it's Star Wars night? Sure, I'll have time for that. I've already read Infinity Gauntlet, but I do want to brush up on it. And I started reading the first like few pages of it. I'm like, I do remember liking this a lot. So we're going to get to that tomorrow. It's going to be good.
And tomorrow is our final show.
Tomorrow is our final morning show and Kind of Funny Games Daily, not ever, for the year. Next week, I have jury duty and everyone else gets to have a vacation. So we'll see what happens with that. Of course, follow me on Nick at Night, which I'll probably be doing during the
day.
What's
that? You can't.
No, I'm gonna live stream the whole thing, the whole proceedings. That's legal, right?
Yeah, they let you do that now.
And then I wanna go like this, donk donk. He's guilty!
They'll probably be like, he is not suitable to fucking, if you're like, hey, I'm sorry, I have to live, it's like, this is my livelihood, so I have to live stream the whole thing.
I was thinking about doing that, and be like, I really want on this jury, and have be like, nobody wants on this jury, I'm like, I do, because I am a content creator, sir, and I want to show how the criminal justice system works here, because everything else in Washington, apparently, is totally fucked, so,
skunk on,
he's guilty, skunk on. That's my
yeah, that could be a great excuse, though, if you were to be like, guys, like, hey, you're not going to let me do my job at home. You're not going to let me and my company make money. I can make money here. And they'll be like, nah, you shouldn't be here.
The thing is this. I've been called for jury duty pretty much every year for a long time.
It's shocking how much he has called.
I get called all the time.
I feel like he's been called to jury duty twice in 1 year.
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Because I feel like there was that one time in June, and then like...
Oh, I mean, I got, yeah. Well, the thing is, October. I punted it. I always punt it the next year. And then they give me another one. Uh-huh.
Maybe it's because you did so good.
The thing is this. All kidding aside, do I want to be put on a jury? No. Do I feel like it is a tremendous, like... What's that?
Honor. It's an honor.
Well, do I feel like... I don't want to do it because it's a big time suck, right? And I love doing what we do, and I don't like being pulled away from work. Having said that, I've served on juries twice, and both times it was actually a really cool and, like, you do feel like it is an actual honor to do
that. You
got
the death penalty, right? You gave him the death penalty?
No, it was a DUI case, and I think we just, like...
Killed him?
I think the guy. I think we just said, yeah, the guy was drunk or something like that.
You let him pass?
What's that? I've convicted two people.
But there had to have been...
I walk into the court now. I walk into the court, and I don't know if you guys know this. Have you seen the show Cheers when Norm walks in? They go, Norm. Well, they call me the law. They go, see that guy right there? That's the law. And I walk in, and I burst through the doors. I don't care who the judge is. I don't care because I'm fucking higher than the judge, right? And I go, I am the law. And the judge goes, sir, sit down. Sit down, sir. Then the bailiff has to come and cuff me.
So you're two for two right now. Like, you've... I'd call you Mean Streak Scarpino if I were you. If
Thank
I were
you.
The court system. And they should, frankly.
Tweet. Forgot to tweet that out. sorry, I forgot, guys. It's a long week. It's a long week. A couple other housekeeping things. The Let's Play Secret Santa is live right now. That video is doing gangbusters for us. Kevin, play a little bit of that. If you guys didn't know, We got Game Attack, so we sent them a fun present. Achieve 100 sent us a fun present, so go over and check this out and see what they sent us. I'll be honest, though, conservatively, we won. We talked about this yesterday, but our present was the best thing ever. And I'm thinking about sending it to more people.
Yeah, Game Attack sent Funhouse Birds.
Yeah.
Which is...
Like $500 worth of birds.
Not that many birds, just so you know.
Yeah, it was five
it's
of them.
A cockatoo.
Oh, it's only five?
Are they $100 each?
Here's the thing, for $500
bucks. It was going to be like $13.
If you paid me and Kevin $500, we would have gone and caught pigeons.
Oh my God.
Just a truck full of pigeons and driven them through the wall.
I'll catch you so many pigeons.
Who got them? Who got it?
How many pigeons?
Sugar Pine 7?
No, Funhouse got the birds.
I would have driven them through the fucking wall of Funhouse. I would have called Elise first and be like, Elise, get out. It's happening. And then it would have been that scene from Dark Knight where the fucking truck goes through the thing and all the pigeons come out and shit all over the place.
Pigeon man's like, I'm here.
Yeah. And then I pull the thing and it pops and it's just smoke and it's not really that kind of thing. Crazy.
Oh, like, the Joker's part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My foot slipped on this.
What the hell's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Did you not sleep last night?
No, I slept. I finally got to catch up on sleep.
You're a weird human
Because being. PSX, we were very sleep deprived.
Okay.
Like every convention, okay. You know.
I'm a little disheveled today, too.
Really?
I slept last night for like 10 hours. We had a long day yesterday. We're going to have a long day today, so everyone just needs to strap it in. That's why I'm using my meow cup right now. Yeah. Meow. Kevin, can I get a one?
Can you find... Oh.
No, give it, but... Meow. Okay.
Turn it towards us. Nick, turn it towards us.
So meow. Meow cup.
Can somebody on the internet...
get them again.
Meow cup.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Can somebody on the internet send Kevin a link, post it in chat, of the little chubby boy... by the staircase, eating snacks, and then he meowed at the end.
No,
I just saw
awful.
This Vine yesterday. It's
awful.
The perfect fun clip.
No.
I hashtag, really want to find it.
Send it to us on Twitter, hashtag fun clips.
Yes.
If you know what it is.
Are we gonna go to Twitter and look for it?
Well, send it to Andy and myself and Kevin, everyone. If you know where it is, just at all of us. Guys. Hashtag fun clips. Find it. It's Kevin meowing. Is that what it was?
Actually, I can maybe find it.
Why don't you find it while I read the first news?
Okay,
story.
Let's go
into that. Hate to kick off the news with bummer news, but this story comes from The Verge. This just happened. The FCC just killed net neutrality. It's over.
Boo!
I know. Net neutrality is dead, at least for now. In a 3-2 vote today, the Federal Communications Commission approved a measure to remove the tough net neutrality rules it put in place just 2 years ago. Those rules prevented internet providers from blocking and throttling traffic and offering paid fast lanes. They also classified internet providers as Title II common carriers in order to give the measure strong legal backing. Apparently not strong enough. Apparently that didn't matter at all. Today's vote undoes all of that. It removes the Title II designation, preventing the FCC from putting tough net neutrality rules in place, even if it wanted to. And it turns out the Republicans now in charge of the FCC really don't want to. The new rules largely don't prevent internet providers from doing anything. They can block, throttle, and prioritize content if they wish to. The only real rule is that they have to publicly state that they are doing it. This has been a hot, not so much debated topic over the last 2 months as we've been, or month, I guess, as we've been coming up to this vote, but a lot of people, ourselves included, a lot of content creators, a lot of people on Twitter are like, this is just a bad thing. We really do need to protect the internet. It just story goes like, on to say that over 7.5 million people commented on this, called, and the FCC was like, we don't care. We're just going to do
well,
this.
Well, yeah, the guy hitting it all up, Ajit Pai, says, hey, yeah, all those comments stuff don't really matter. Like, you need to actually, like, set up a court. You have to have, like, a lawyer and make a case about it.
And that's what people are saying. So people are theorizing that, or at least talking about how there will be a lawsuit against the FCC for this, and then people, we're going to try to stop it again.
Yeah, but you have to wait till something actually happens before you can do that.
Yeah,
so it still takes a lot of time.
This is bummer news, and it's also bummer news because it's going to definitely... I don't think that it's going to... There's not going to be a watershed moment where overnight all of a sudden you don't have access to YouTube. I don't think that's what it's going to be. I think it's just going to be a slow, like everything else, slow, methodical bleeding out, and all of a sudden things are going to cost a little bit more money, and that's just going to be the way it goes.
All right.
It's unfortunate because obviously the internet is the last bastion of like unfettered access to information, and now this is just one of those things that gives them the ability to limit our access to that. And it's unfortunate and it's heartbreaking. As to whether or not it will kill Kinda Funny, well, I say this to you, Ajit Pai, nothing can kill us.
Nothing.
Nothing, okay? If the internet goes away tomorrow, we will just start doing this show on the street in San Francisco. And it will probably be for just as many people.
I wanted somebody in the fucking courtroom to throw a pie at it.
1,000 people?
Probably. We can probably get the same 1,000 people to show up every morning because, you know, if the internet's gone, what the fuck else are we going to do?
Cassettes.
You know?
Just do a live stream from the rooftop. We could set up a little PA out there.
Yeah.
We could do that.
I could set up my guitar. Maybe this is better for us.
We could do it. That set we up could too, do
it.
Remember?
We did have it.
That's yeah, the sad thing is, Ajit Pai, wasn't he an ex-Verizon guy? Like, didn't he come from Verizon?
Big money, Ajit Pai.
It's just terrible. Piece and the sad thing is, I mean, as far as liberals are concerned, we just can't win for losing. You know what I mean? Like, we got Roy Moore not elected. Like, so he didn't get elected, even though he's still fighting that. You know what I mean? We got Doug Jones, right? It was the opponent.
Yeah, Doug.
We got him in the office, which is great. And everyone on Twitter, everyone's like, "Yay, our faith in humanity is
now we have to fucking worry about this other thing."
And like, then Star Wars is today. They gave us the gift of Star Wars, and then we wake up in the morning, and then like an hour later, it's like, hey, by the way, net neutrality's gone. And you're like, oh, man. Granted, it's only been in place for 2 years. So everything prior to that, I guess, I didn't realize this, but I guess it's a law that only went into place in 2015. So everything prior to that was still
but
the
it's
Wild
not like,
West.
Nah.
We'll see what happens. I don't think it's doom and gloom as much as everyone's playing it out to be, but it is definitely going to limit some people's access. It could be.
There are still several steps that need to happen in order for it to go through.
Like, well, yeah, it has to go through Congress
yeah,
as well. So there's still a chance, but it doesn't look
keep
like...
Keep fighting.
Yeah.
Please keep fighting. Please keep calling people. I did the whole fucking carousel again of calling all my senators and fucking representatives and shit. And they just forward you to the next caller. Now calling blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And you call and you say the same thing, blah, 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 Title II, blah, 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 blah. And then now calling it's...
Well, Project Azizel brings up a good point. It says, Nick and Annie, don't make it seem all doom and gloom. Remember that Congress had to vote, which is when people need to get active. It's not the end of the internet just yet. So there's more fight left in this, ladies and gentlemen. But I do say this. If the internet goes down, everyone come to San Francisco. We will do this show live from our balcony every morning. Will you get hit by a car because we don't have a lot of space in front of the office?
No, let's...
Probably.
Let's do our show in front of his office. Just be like, this is the only place we can do the show. Wherever he's at.
I think his office is.
We just roam around him.
San Francisco.
We just roam around him.
I don't have that kind of time. I can't go to that. I can't go to Washington every morning.
We can figure it out, dude.
All right, cool. We'll figure it out. So that's the bummer news. We'll continue to look into that story as it progresses, of course, because you guys come here for all your net neutrality news and that deep, deep discussion that we just had about it. In lighter news, we found the Meow Catboy thing.
We did.
Yeah.
Kevin, do we want to watch that just to bring everyone's spirits back up?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, sure.
Let's do that.
This better be good, Andy, or else you're done. You know what I mean? Everybody ready?
I mean, I couldn't... yes. I'm definitely ready for this. God, that was so me when I was a kid. Look at him. He's so cute.
Why is your cat?
We don't know why he meowed.
Was that him or was there a cat there that meowed off screen?
He made the noise.
Oh, good for him. Good for him. Let's bring up the next story. This is going to be our deep dive topic because I want to go into this with Andy a little bit. Let's bring up the Ryan Reynolds story real quick.
Give me 1 second. Sorry, I was just going off.
I'm
going
to tell you one thing right now. If you guys don't think Ryan Reynolds is a G, you're wrong. I love this. He tweeted this out. Apparently, you can't actually blow the Matterhorn with a security guard walking Deadpool out of Disneyland. I love Deadpool. I love it.
Do you think this is his way of, like, kind of being against all of it?
No, I think it's his way of saying, hey, guys, Deadpool's still awesome and everyone loves it, so Disney, don't kill it.
Yeah. Sure.
How about don't kill it?
I don't think they will.
This is him saying, like, he can't be himself at Disney?
Well, you can get a lot of this.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I don't think that's what it is. I think this is more like being like, look!
I think it's more of a...
I'm still having fun at Disney.
Yeah, I'm still... Yeah. Deadpool is Deadpool. I think it's a fun marketing thing, and I think it's just a fun little jab at Disney of like, hey, obviously I'm an outlier. I'm you know, it's a rated R movie. A lot of people are talking. We talked about that on the show this week. What's going to happen to the rated R comic book movies? He'll be fine. Let's put it this way. Money talks. If Deadpool 2 works and makes a lot of money, spoilers... I don't want everyone to get their fucking panties in a tissy again like last week.
In the tissy?
Yeah. Tussle? Bunch?
No, there he nailed it.
If Deadpool 2 makes money, guess what? They'll greenlight Deadpool 3. It's just the way it goes because the world revolves around money, as we've seen in the FCC today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring up the next thing.
Okay.
Let's bring up the Jumanji review, actually.
Okay. 1 second.
There it is. Good news, another good news, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, 85% on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
6.3 average rating.
Well,
6.3, Nick.
I understand that.
That's what you should have.
So, there you go.
Yeah. So 29 out of 34 reviewers thought it's worth seeing.
Worth seeing.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. Because Kevin, can you, in that same little Rotten Tomatoes search bar, type in Baywatch? Which was the last great, The Rock movie.
Is
Why is Nick Jonas in this movie?
Right there. There you go, right there. Let's see what this one scored. Yeah.
Eesh.
Yeah. So this is why I'm happy.
It's a 4 out of 10.
Yeah. Oh. As you know, I love The Rock.
I was making those noises at Zac Efron. Just like, oof. So handsome.
Sure you were.
I forgot the scumbag.
Like
I forgot the
Efron, you're a scumbag. Am I right, guys?
I wasn't even looking at the scores.
You disgust me.
Dude, look at their bodies.
Yeah, they got jacked.
Except for that one.
Crazy.
So I'm excited, actually. I'm actually excited that Jumanji is scoring well. People are seeming to like it. You know, I've seen some of the early reviews, and people are like, it's exactly what you expect. Fun action, interesting world, plot line that's pretty thin, and none of the character development actually really works. It doesn't matter. It's still a fun movie. And that's really all you want from a Rock Kevin Hart joint, you know?
A fun jaunt?
Just have some quippy back and forth.
A romp through the jungle?
Let's get away, as they say, to the jungle. Or maybe everyone, if you can't see, maybe in my fantasy, The Rock and Kevin Hart make out a little bit.
Welcome to it.
What is wrong with
Welcome
you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that tangent was about, Kevin.
Yeah, let's move on, Nick. Let's talk about the story.
I think you know. I think you know what that tangent was about, sir.
I think that a little bit of sexual harassment is what you're
I think
talking
Nick thinks that we're just doing a private show right now.
Sometimes I do forget that people are watching this. And then I go on YouTube where you guys can watch the show later as well as comment and subscribe. And I'll reply to a lot of the comments and I'm like, wow, I did say those things.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get that a lot. Mm-hmm. I get just random tweets from like, ha, 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 the blowfish in the dick hole. And she'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You definitely love that.
You said this on Game Over Greggy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, oh.
You've said some horrible things.
Oh, awful stuff.
Horrible things. They're all going down in your official HR record. I just wanted you to know that. Kevin, your HR, you're recording all these things,
it's
right?
It's fucking up here, man.
It's all in that steel trap of a mind that Kevin has up in his little
mind.
Whenever
my dad watches the show, my mom will, like, want to watch it with him, but she tells him to put it on mute because she doesn't like the things I say.
But she likes looking at you talking.
Yeah, she just misses me.
Yeah, I think my mom every once in a while will text me and be like, why did you say that? And I'm like, stop watching. Just
please,
stop watching. You're not going to change me. I'm not going to change you. We're just going to go with it.
Didn't you live like 4 hours away from your, like, where your mom lived?
What?
When you were in Austin?
5 hours.
Okay.
What does that have to do with it?
Oh, isn't it like, have you not lived with your family for like years? Now they have a chance, I guess, to see you.
Well, I was in Texas, so it was close.
Cranky
5 hours?
Cranky Moose in the chat says, I've never seen Nick reply to anything on YouTube. You're not looking, sir.
Yeah.
I reply to a lot of comments. I reply as kind of funny, and then I put dash Nick. if it's me.
And open your eyes, bro. Fucking quit being a sheeple.
Maybe
out
you're
there.
Just
a sheeple?
Behind the curtain, you know sheeple. What I mean? You gotta pull the curtain aside and see what's there. Maybe there's life out there. Maybe there's a sunshine out there. Maybe there's a pigeon out there flying, and he's gonna poop right on your forehead.
And then you're gonna throw all those pigeons at Funhouse. That's a callback to the joke we
there
were making earlier.
There it is. We're so funny.
Man, I'm just not operating at 100% right now.
Neither. My Pat Black WV says, how the fuck do I resubscribe using Twitch Prime on a mobile device? I don't know. I do not know.
Suicide.
But I bet Joey Noel does.
How do I
So
what?
Why don't you ask her?
I don't think you can, right?
Via mobile?
I think that you have to do it via a browser.
The web browser?
Yeah.
Possibly.
On a laptop.
Let's go into the next story here, Big Kev Dog. Big ol' Kev Dog. This comes from Variety. The day that we've all been hoping for has come. No, not net neutrality. Disney. It's official to buy 21st Century Fox assets for $52.4 billion in historic Hollywood merger. Disney CEO Bob Iger extends contract through 2021 to oversee integration. Woo!
Just give me like 100 grand of that.
Here it is. Here it is. The Walt Disney Co. has set a $52.4 billion all-stock deal to acquire 20th Century Fox. Here's the thing I don't understand. There's 20th Century Fox, then there's 21st Century Fox. And these are like interchangeable things that they're saying in these stories. It's freaking me out. It's freaking me out a little bit. To acquire 20th Century Fox and other entertainment sports assets from Rupert Murdoch's empire, the deal between Disney and 21st Century Fox makes a historic union in Hollywood heavyweights and a bid by Disney to bolster its core TV and and film businesses against an onslaught of new competitors in the content arena. Key elements of the transaction unveiled Thursday morning, and here's some bullet points of the deal that we'll
I was always under the impression that they just changed the name and we hit the 21st century.
That's what I thought too. I'm not gonna lie, that's what I thought it was. I was like, why would you call your company 20th Century Fox? We were no longer in the 20th century. It's not exactly bleeding cutting
right,
edge.
Right, exactly.
So I assumed they just changed it.
Where does Spotlight fit into this whole?
What do you mean? The movie Spotlight? It won an Academy Award.
No, 20th Century Searchlight? Or what
Searchlight Pictures, they're indie. Their indie label probably is included in this.
Got it.
Yeah, if I would imagine. Let's go on. Let's read some of these specifics. The deal values 21st Century Fox assets in the transaction at $66.1 billion, including $13.7 billion in 21st Century Fox debt, or $28 a share. The enterprise value of the deal is $29 billion. I don't understand any of those words. Kevin can explain that to me later. Disney Chairman CEO Bob Iger has extended his contract with the company for another 2 years through the end of 2021 in order to oversee the integrations of the assets. Reading between the line there, he goes, I want to be the most powerful person in Hollywood, basically. And now he is. 21st Century Fox shareholders will receive, and is that 21st Century Fox spinoff Fox Broadcasting Co., Fox Sports, Fox News, Fox Television Stations, and a handful of other assets into a new company that will have revenue of $10 billion and earnings
22nd
of 2.8, just keep going, billion. The 20th Century Fox lot in Century City will also remain with the spinoff Fox company.
Whoa.
Interesting.
So a couple people are saying in chat that 21st Century Fox, which is Murdoch's company, is the parent company that owns 20th Century Fox, the movie studio.
That checks out. Let's go with that. 21st Century Fox will continue to pursue its acquisitions of remaining 61% stake in Euro Skycaster Sky that does not already own, with the intention of Disney taking it over when Disney Fox transaction is complete. Disney expects to release $2 billion in cost savings from combining Disney and Fox's overlapping businesses within 2 years of the deal's closing, which is unfortunate, which means they're probably going to fire some people. Disney expects the regulatory review of the acquisition to take as long as 18 months. Mm. Wow, that's a long time before this deal goes through.
We'll be halfway through phase four at that point.
We will. That's interesting. That's very interesting. That actually, I don't realize that, but that actually puts a little damper on my X-Men plans for next year. You know what I'm talking about? You gotta get that Wolverine
on your X-Men plans? Like, what did you have planned?
Whatever it was. I was gonna have Pablo
in a year, they're gonna film a whole movie.
Kevin, can you bring up that next infographic that I put underneath this? Because I wanted to look at this. So this is interesting. This was put out today.
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
I'm not sure where. Okay,
so this is interesting. This is a visual guide to Marvel live action characters rights. I don't know if you guys can see this, they're pretty small, but there aren't many characters left in the cinematic worlds that aren't now going to be a part of the Disney fold. Notably, Universal Pictures still has She-Hulk for some reason, and Namor, who's half in, half out. I don't know how that
works. What's the story there?
I don't know. Sony
Pictures. Stan Lee up there.
Stan Lee is a G.
That's super interesting, because Namor is, didn't they say he was going to be in something?
I don't know.
All right, never mind.
Chat'll know. I like how big Galactus is over there. That's actually smart. Yeah, left out, of course, in Sony Pictures still has Carnage. They have Venom. They have Black Cat, Silver Sable. Some of the others, most of the villains from the Spider-Man universe. But that's only a matter of time before we get them back into the fold. Look at how big that circle is. Look at everyone in there. I'll tell you one thing right now. We could trade a couple of these characters for some of those other characters. Like She-Hulk, I would want She-Hulk in the lineup. You could easily trade out Iron Fist.
Power pack. We could lose all of the power pack.
Yeah, what's the power pack?
I don't know, this group right here.
They look like the power pack.
Get them out. Alpha Flight, we do not need those people either.
What's going on with
They're just
Loki's
the poor man's
head.
X-Men.
Well, because this is clearly not modeled after how they look in the movies.
No, it says something on it.
Oh, but look at Ego the Living Planet. He wasn't purple and didn't have a fucking black goatee.
That's cool. He looks like Frylock.
Looks like an octopus.
From Aqua Teen Hunger Force a little bit.
We can pull off some franchise like NBA, NFL style.
That's
trades.
What I'm saying. Let's trade. Give him Hawkeye.
So
we
like,
take She-Hulk.
No, Hawkeye's like.
So like,
Hawkeye
okay.
is fucking lame, and everyone.
I will
knows
give
it.
Him.
I'll
take
Electric.
You take
out.
You know, you
too.
Can take Daredevil. Also, we're not doing anything.
Give him the whole MCU fucking TV universe. Daredevil,
Wait,
Iron Fist,
Puck,
Luke Cage, Jessica Jones. I want all of them for Venom and Carnage because I want to see them in a Marvel-run Spider-Man film. Fuck it, give us Rhino, too. Throw in Rhino in there.
I don't
and
want
a third-round draft pick.
The thing is this, like, I know we need Doc Ock. He's the big one over there,
Do
right?
we, though? Because all these people were in movies already, and, like,
yeah,
they had
but
their splash.
I'd love to
mean?
See what I'd love to see what Disney and Sony, Disney-Sony collab with Spider-Man and Doc Ock looks like, the new Spider-Man. I think that would be really fucking fun. Also, shout out to Spider-Man 2, which was the best Spider-Man of that era. Of the Sam Raimi era, where Doc Ock was the bad guy, and we had that cool scene where they were fighting up a building. That was dope.
It was.
That was dope.
It's a dope scene.
Going back to the merger news, Vota Por Pedro says the UFC and Fox Sports stopped negotiating an extension to televise UFC Fight Nights events. Ooh, I didn't think about that. That is a complication. As you guys know, I don't know if you know this or not, but UFC does two types of main events. They do their pay-per-view events, which are televised via, you know, you pay for them on through your through either Fight Pass or your cable provider. But they also do Fight Nights, which are free fights televised on a Fox Sports 1, which are actually really good fights. So that's going to break my heart if they can't do those anymore, but we'll see. I think where there's a will, there's a way.
They'll be fighting like with just cushions and pillows around them because Disney has to make it G-rated.
Funny, dude.
The LHZ says, yeah, he says, I understand. It was a funny joke. I should have laughed at it. I'm sorry. The LHZ says, Nick, you got to read Matt Fraction's Hawkeye Run. Super stylish and funny, and it's got Pizza Dog in it. What more do you need to know? I'd like you to tell me why Hawkeye could be cooler than Iron Man. It's not going to happen.
Nobody said that.
That's what I'm telling. I'm not
going to
read it. I'm not going to read it.
I was playing the Avengers Super Nintendo game last night. Hawkeye's in it, and it says that he's like 6'5". Not a 6'5" dude.
Hawkeye?
Yeah.
They're trying to make him cool. It's just not. He has a fucking bow and
arrow.
Get over
it.
He's robbing him for Christ's sake.
Don't panic. We gotta turn off the lights.
Okay.
If this is. If you fucking show up in Professor McGonagall's costume again,
off,
I'm gonna be
turn
angry
off
with you.
The wall. If you make the wall black, that's all I gotta do. You have to turn off the wall. Whatever's easy.
Remember when we said we're gonna test this?
We're testing right now.
All right, close your eyes, guys.
He didn't turn off the wall.
You don't need to close your eyes. I said
oh, never mind.
So,
disregard.
This is a big day, Nick.
Great.
I know you hate clutter.
I
sure
do. I
know you don't like clutter around the office.
Yeah.
But I also know that you love Christmas.
I do love Christmas.
So I've brought you your Christmas present.
I hope it's a Mogwai.
I called dibs, by the way.
You ready?
Yeah.
A baby! Not a little man, a kiss from a roll on the drain.
Cool.
Bat signal, Nick. You love Batman.
I do love Batman. Love Batman.
We talked to our friends over at DCCollectibles.com. Mm-hmm. They said, do you want the collectible Bat signal?
Yeah.
5,000 made. $300 on DCCollectibles.com.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes. It comes with interchangeable Bat signals.
Wow. So look, that's cool.
You don't want to be 89 cool. Batman anymore. You pop it off.
Nope, that's not.
That's
what
not
is that?
Star Wars.
Is that Nolan Batman?
I was trying to do the
Nolan
Batman
right there.
And this is what? This is new Batman?
That's just comic, yeah, Batman. We're doing comics.
Batman I'm
right
Nolan
here.
Batman.
No, that's Michael Caine.
Nolan
that's Michael Caine.
Nova.
You said Nova?
I'm Nova.
Up to 6 feet
away. It'll put up the bat signal.
Nice.
I think we should black out the office even more than we usually do.
Okay.
And just have it up over your desk all the time.
We could do that, or we could put it out on the balcony and shine it into the sky and give people hope because of all this net neutrality stuff.
Yeah, we do need hope for sure. Yeah, but then we put the Superman symbol up, you know what I mean?
Well.
Did that not come with a Superman symbol?
No, it's very, very much just the Batman symbol.
Damn.
Look how cool it looks.
It looks so cool.
That's pretty cool, I'm not going to lie.
I heard someone called dibs earlier.
Nick, I gave it to him for Christmas.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
No, I'll put it on. I got a little spot for it all out.
What?
What's the fucking Nolan Batman theme?
Scan. Gun. It was not a very good theme.
Oh, I guess I'm thinking of the Inception theme.
Yeah, no.
Should the light be more?
They're all the same. It's all Hans Zimmer.
Or yellowy?
No, like I mean, I think just
blue
light. I think it's more blue.
Internet, I mean, I think just if you're trying to cover all your bases for Batman, it should be this white light.
Really?
But it was like that, I mean, for sure for 89 Batman.
White light.
And even, but I know you're talking about for like Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Remember when he smashes it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
If it ever breaks, we should smash it. I don't, because right now I like it a lot. I don't want to break it. I think it's cool.
Well, can you actually?
Well, you can't smash the metal.
Oh, there is. Oh, okay. I didn't know those glasses. I didn't.
Buff Arms brings up a very strong point. Superman does not need a signal. He can hear you.
Good point.
He's just hearing everything
like
that happens.
Oh, we just really like him.
Jesus hears you when he's sleeping.
Shine something on the wall.
He hears you when he's awake.
Falcon1282 says, the Dark Knight theme wasn't good. You're crazy. It wasn't good. It wasn't really much of a theme. There's no theme for the Dark Knight. It's just weird, minimalist Hans Zimmer music that happens the entire time.
This is the problem I have with...
I'm going to tell you right now. Contrasted to the theme from Man of Steel, which was fucking awesome. I'm just saying, it did a disservice for that for the Nolan trilogy.
I wish Superman had more cool collectible gadgets and whatnot. You know what I mean? He doesn't need them.
I feel like you're going to bring one.
I hope one day they make them. Oh. Collectibles.com, bat signal.
How much would you pay for Henry Cavill just to stand by your desk the entire time?
Oh, I've entered the Omaze giveaway things before to try to get a dinner with him. Yeah. Luckily, there didn't happen.
I always do that with like the...
Back to the Future.
Rick and Morty.
There it is.
Oh, Justin Rowling?
Like to do like the, oh, you get to voice an extra in our, you know, I've always tried to do that. Also, Star Wars did some back in the day.
I think your mic's probably shoving here.
Is my mic undoing?
Yeah, I'm just going to do this real quick. Can you, he's just got to put it right here.
When is he going to come back?
I saw I retweeted a thread last night. I'm sure it was an old thread because I don't ever find anything new, but did you see that? Did you see my retweet? It was a Rick and Morty thread that was going around, and they were like, no, Rick and Morty is this.
Oh!
It's fucking genius.
Yeah, that was really
funny. I was like, these people are really funny.
I just spent all night reading that, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no, Rick and Morty is the guy that did Super Freak. Yada, yada, and the guy was like, no, that's Rick James. Rick and Morty is the guy that did this, and it was fucking hilarious.
No, that's Rick James. Rick and Morty is when you die and your body goes stiff. No, that's, like,
that's Rick and Morty.
Rick
and Morty is the guy.
It's really funny.
Really funny people out there. Not here. Out there.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
So are you excited about this Disney thing? I haven't talked to you about this yet. Are you excited about the Disney acquisition?
We talked a bit about it. I'm more excited that the odds of us getting a standalone Disney streaming service won't happen. It looks like...
It's going to be Hulu.
It's going to be part of Hulu.
Yeah, they're just going to fold into Hulu.
And that makes me more excited because I don't want to have to worry about having more and more things to be paying.
It's too much.
For.
A standalone Disney streaming service like Netflix is going to be too much. Who knows? Maybe we won't be able to stream anymore. Maybe all these services are going to cost us $50 extra a month and it'll put everyone out of business. But let's doom and gloom right now. But yeah, I'm excited too because I have Hulu now. I got a login from it from Joey Noel. So yeah, there you go. So
can't say
isn't that super illegal?
Huh?
Like, I think that they made that super illegal. Sharing in a login?
Well, then again, I guess I just should not do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But he winked at me.
Well, no, HBO.
He's joking.
Probably just don't talk about it as much.
HBO Go encourages you to do it.
Do they? I don't think so.
Yeah, dude.
The actual CEO of HBO.
Tony Soprano's like, hey, watch whatever you want, whatever.
The actual CEO of HBO, I think it was like a couple years back, was like, I want you guys to share a login. Like, you get to share logins with up to 5 people or something like that. I don't know about Hulu, but.
I'm pretty sure that, like, recently it was made, like, super illegal.
Kevin's a fucking narc, dude.
What are you, a fucking narc?
No, I'm just telling you that maybe you shouldn't be, like, you know, shouting that out every time we talk about
everybody.
I'm not going to be the one that gets in trouble.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Probable cause, you know, dude?
Exactly.
Reasonable doubt.
Joey, what is it? Double shut jeopardy. The hell up.
Reasonable
double
doubt.
Jeopardy. You know?
Double jeopardy is what I'm saying.
Can't catch me twice.
Catch me twice. Save
crime, you know what I mean?
Catch me twice, I'll up the price.
Catch me twice, L is nice.
What a terrible show.
Yeah, this is a bad one. I'll tell you that right now. PS I Love is Best Friend XOX. Actually, let's read some tips first, and then we'll go into PS I Love is Best Friend. So, if we have any tips, let's see.
Wing Fan 191 says, "You wearing a wire, bro?"
You're a fucking narc. Kevin's such a fucking narc, dude.
He is, dude.
God.
Fucking rule follower.
We do have a few tips. Ladies and gentlemen, our first tip comes from Justin Ryan Bear. Says, it's fucking Star Wars Day, fam. Save the rebellion. Save the trees.
Save the trees. I met Justin Ryan Bear. Well, not met him. Because apparently the first time, this motherfucker walked up to me. He's like, hey, my name's Justin Ryan Bear on Twitch. Of course, we all know that name, right? But he goes, yeah, you didn't recognize my name the first time I told you. And I could have sworn it's like, Justin Ryan Bear just seems like one of those names that's been ingrained in my brain.
He's been around forever.
So the second time I'm meeting you, hi. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Okay.
Well, fuck you, Justin Ryan Bear, because I remember the first time.
No, there you go.
Kidding. I probably didn't.
Probably not.
It was good meeting you.
Panzer G2 says, happy Star Wars Day, gents. Now, we all love overpriced popcorn, but what are the best snacks to sneak in at the theater? FYI, unwrapping Chipotle during the crawl will get you dirty looks.
Yeah. Rotisserie chicken.
Hot Cheetos, man. They're noisy, but they're fucking great.
I'll tell you one thing right now. Andy and I didn't like each other.
Lunchables.
Until we went and saw Thor Ragnarok together.
Shit,
was it Thor? No, it was, what did we see together?
It was Justice League.
Justice League together. We went and saw Justice League. And we had not bonded up until this point, right?
This was like sitting 3 weeks ago.
We're sitting in the snack line, and I have a giant fucking soda that's like literally maxing out my shoulder, because that's how heavy it is. I'm carrying it with both arms. Mm-hmm. I got another popcorn in my third arm, right? And Andy goes, Nick,
third arm.
Should we get, you know, should we get some of these little Twix bites? And these little motherfuckers are little tiny bite, edible, like squares of Twix. Tiny little rectangles of Twix, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, Andy, I've never liked you until this moment, but yeah. We should get these.
I'm pretty sure you're the one who said we should get them.
And then, midway through the movie,
I heard this, and Andy was like, "You never liked me before."
And then, midway through the movie, Andy goes, "Actually, as the trailers are going, Andy's like, hey, let me know when it's Twix time.'" And I said, "I will let you know when it's Twix time."
And the movie was kind of a snooze fest, a bore fest.
Yeah. And then about 5 minutes in, I'm like, "Andy, it's Twix time."
But it's just like
stupid.
Like the movie was not going great, right? There were a lot of bad scenes, and then Nick leans over to me and goes, "It's Twix time."
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And man, we housed that bag of Twix.
Yeah,
we took that thing down. We took it down.
It was great, dude. Yeah,
like it was that little chubby kid with his cat. Meow. We just took him to the ground, wrestled him down, and tickled him. DJ Keto, TFH, the show says, if net neutrality being gone kills Kind of Funny, I hope you guys know what to do. Airheads this motherfucker and hold a radio station hostage and do the show pirate style.
Remember that movie?
I do remember Airheads. Steve Buscemi,
Brendan Fraser,
and the other guy. Who was the other guy? Doesn't matter. We will do that for you, sir. Tidro1214 says, birthday tax. It was my pleasure hanging out with Andy, Greg, Joey, and all the best friends this past weekend. I hope you all enjoy the
birthday.
Hell out of Jedi tonight. And Kev, Alamo is the superior theater.
Oh, okay. What?
Alamo's a superior theater,
Baba Ganoush.
Apparently.
Oh, Alamo's trash. It's utter trash.
Well, not according to DJ Kanto.
Well, DJ Kanto.
Teetro1214 says you're talking shit.
Teetro.
He gives a very nice tip. TFH show, the fucking auto show. Again, it's giving us tips. Yesterday, I had this crazy idea around 4:19, or maybe shortly after that. The entire Let's Play family should do a sports-style draft where every group makes trades and makes content for a week.
What do you think?
Pitching that, you guys have no idea how.
Well, the perfect person just walked in.
Yeah, it's weird that you gave me that tip right now because Fareed just walked in and he's the one that pitches
those contacts. Come say hi, Fareed.
Fareed, yeah.
Come say hi.
Fareed. Fareed.
He's our Batman.
He is our Batman. He saw the symbol.
Kevin, turn the light off and let's watch Batman. Let's do the Batman.
He saw the symbol.
There it is.
Can we
put it on Nick's face.
There it is.
It's bright.
Fareed, everybody.
All right.
All right, give me
lights back up. Let's back up.
Good to see you, Fareed. Oh, you smell great.
You
dude.
Do smell fucking fresh, man.
Why is it not coming
man.
Back up? Sorry, hold on.
I don't know. Let's just do the show.
Why is the light?
There it is.
There it is.
Great idea, DJ Kanto. That would be really fun. We'll see if Fareed can make that happen. He is, after all, the magic man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm El Diablo.
He's
the
got the touch.
Bum, bum,
is that your
bum,
nickname? Bum. I'm really behind you being El Diablo.
Like that. That's what you call me behind my back, so why not just tell everyone in person? Clint Gilmore says, I've been up since 4 a.m.
Hi, Clint.
A hit telephone. I almost hit a telephone pole on my way to work, and I have an extremely painful boil on my leg, but nothing's going to bring me down on Star Wars Day. Hope you boys are doing well. Clint, you should get that boil looked at. You can get him lanced. Get it lanced off.
I just picture like a fucking knight with a sword, like a really hot sword. Just like
a really hot knight.
Whooshing, and like the boil flipping up in the air.
He takes his armor off and he's sweaty. You know what I mean? And you're like, what's up? You and Kevin Hart and The Rock, you just make out in my dreams. Mr. Yasman 300 is giving us our final tip. It says, Nick, have you heard about the critic who admitted he purposely registered his Lady Bird a B-minus review on RT as Rotten Review because he didn't like the movie having 100% score on RT? I did not hear about that, but that sucks, and that's insidious.
Don't
that's
do why that, you fucking
you shouldn't
hole.
Listen to any people out there but me. Because no. As you guys know,
please don't do
I
that.
Have the, I, not only am I the keeper of 17 things, but one of those things is whether or not any movie is good. Right?
Every movie.
I will tell you whether or not to watch a movie based off of my 37 years of experience on this planet watching cinema. I don't even call them movies. Mm. Cinema. Classics like
The Departed.
Daddy's Home.
Oh.
Okay. We're going Dirty Grandpa.
This.
Okay.
Jumanji.
Mr. Mom, which I just watched the other week.
Why?
Why not?
There are so many other things you could do. You can watch Black Mirror on Netflix, Nick.
Why not?
You can watch new things and be able to talk about these new things, but you're watching like fucking Three Men and a Baby and all these movies that like...
I certainly am. I certainly am.
Oh,
and you
God.
Know what? You can't fucking control me. It's one of the things I'm a keeper of. Who God. Controls me?
The Watchman.
This guy right here.
Who controls
this guy
Watchmen.
Controls me. Do you understand that? There's only two people in this world that can control me, and I'm one of them. Andy's the other one. Well, you're the other one if you have those little Twix bites. I'm like,
yeah.
I'll just sit like a
goldfish crackers,
like a fucking corgi.
Cheez-Its.
Yeah, you get all the snacks, man. You get all the snacks. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your tips.
Thanks for your tips, guys.
Love you out there. P.S. I love his best friend, XO. XO is your opportunity to nominate someone you feel is just doing fucking dope stuff for the community. Go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend. Fill out the form. Nominate someone just like Dustin Cunningham did. He is a.k.a. D-Danger 10. He's shouting out Logan Tyler Boyd. He says, I have known Logan for almost 8 years now, and introducing him to Kinda Funny at the beginning of this year. He is an overall awesome guy, and it's hard to put how great he is into words. He has always been there for me when I need him, and one of the nicest things he does...
I mean, I can talk to you about it. I mean, I've read the script, so you can't spoil me.
Gary Wood is talking about Star Wars.
What's happening, Gary?
I'm trying to mute him out.
I know, but I heard Gary Wood's voice, and it's just so synonymous with Star Wars that I'm like...
But you can't give into it. You can't give
into
it.
No, let me finish reading this. Sorry. Okay. I apologize, everyone. He's always been there for me when I need him, and one of the nicest things he does is buy me games when he knows I can't afford them without hesitation. Here's to you, Logan, a real-life best friend.
Logan? Wow. Very nice.
Thanks, Logan. Also, great name. Andy.
Hey.
You want to give away something today?
Yeah.
How do people get entered to win that giveaway?
There are four different ways, guys, all right? You can be in our Twitch chat. You can be a subscriber on twitch.com/kindoffunnygames. And if you have Amazon Prime,
yeah.
You have a free subscription.
Nailed it.
So do that. And then all that money goes directly to me and Nick, and we can buy Twix Bites.
Or more Batman symbols for this giant Batlight.
Or you could be a supporter on patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames.
Woo, you nailed it, ladies and gentlemen. For everyone who has re-upped.
No.
No, I don't want it. Those are actually pretty heavy.
Yeah,
those are sharp. Right through the TV.
They're very sharp.
They wouldn't do any damage. It'd be fine.
Come stand here, take your shirt off, let me bonger you, and then we'll throw this at your belly.
Fun fact, it's been so emotionally difficult to not talk about Star Wars that I've developed a rash. And I think it's...
Do you feel like it's from that? Do you really feel like it's from that?
I 100%
So you think because you can't
show us on the camera.
You think the way you live, all the things that are going into your life right now and your body.
I've never had
show
a rash.
Show us your rash.
I'm not even
the fact that you are literally allergic to lactose and you
that's not
keep
how that works.
Drinking
that works.
Milkshakes.
I've never had a rash on my body and today has been especially hard.
Show maybe
us.
You have psoriatic arthritis.
I'm putting it on the
maybe
kind
you have
of
an
funny
inflammatory
Twitter
disease. Think about that.
Putting on the kind of funny Twitter poll, should Kevin show us his rash?
Yep. No, I'm not going to show you my rash. It's
also,
like really
should Kevin
under
next
my shirt.
One should Kevin be bongo today? Yes,
no,
absolutely.
That's
yes.
not how that works. Who's going to bongo me?
Today's giveaway is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. If you guys didn't know, let me tell you something about Omaha Steaks. For only $49.99, you can get the family pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code kind of funny KF Games in the search bar. That's KF Games. That's 75% off of what the normal deal with gear. Here's what you get.
You're kind of talking like Michael Caine. That's
I'm tired today. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel tart, apple tartlets, 1 Omaha steak seasoning pack, plus you get 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free. Kevin has christened those sausages hand meat, and rightfully so, because you can eat them with both hands, 2 at a time. You know what I'm talking about?
Did you talk about the caramel apple tart?
I did. I said caramel apple tarts. Have you had those?
I haven't. They sound great though. Oh, I love apple flavored stuff.
Those are so good. And it's fucked up because we had 4 of them here and Greg took them home and ate them.
I'll tell you what right now. People get me Christmas presents all the time and I say I don't want them because I have everything I need. I have the companionship of amazing people. I have a great business and we have a great community out there. That's all anyone could ever want, right? But if you had to get me something, protein would be that thing that I want. You understand me? Sending me a buttload of steaks, Andy.
Mm. Why is that? Ass. Why you? Where
that's
you
what I would do.
That would
be the number one Christmas
protein.
Gift for me today. What's go to OmahaSteaks.com, enter KF Games in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit. And I'll tell you right, it'll hit me right in the stomach. And I'll go, thank you, sir, for that gift.
Is Omaha Steaks happy about me saying bucket of cum?
Probably not.
Stop talking about it.
I just glossed over it. Yeah. That's cool.
Good God.
Hopefully they're not watching this episode.
All right, let's just, new topic. There let's you go. Go.
5 people watch this show every day. Who cares?
Lots of people watch this show every day. Our views are growing. We're becoming a huge success. You and me taking over the world.
Taking over Hollywood, dude.
Fuck yeah, we are.
The cleanse has happened.
One day Disney will buy us. We're going to be so big that Disney's like, we want you back in the Marvel world.
Oh my God, you would love. Okay, this is not a joke. I had a dream that I was fucking going to be the next Spider-Man.
Really?
And I was like, really excited. About it? But every time I would try to do a stunt, I couldn't stand up because my knees were hurting really bad. Shit. And it's what led to my demise. It's why I didn't get the role.
That's called old age.
Because they were gonna give me the Miles Morales role.
Okay.
Like obviously I'm not black. I'm not half black, half Puerto Rican, but I'm really Mexican.
You're close to that.
And the name works.
Yeah, you know? I mean Morales. Yeah, you could pass for a Morales.
Miles Morales.
Sure. Yeah. If you say it like that, especially, you really get a little twist.
I'd definitely be the chubbier Spider-Man though.
You could lose weight though.
Yeah, I could.
Let's put it this way: if Disney came to you and said, "Hey, we're gonna pay you like $1 million to be in Spider-Man, but you gotta drop 10 pounds."
Oh my God!
First off, you'd be like, 80. Nick, party mode's gonna be a little late, and then you'd be like, "Oh, I should probably quit," and then you go be him.
Oh, you would quit it.
And then we hire you back.
That'd be
cool,
guys. I would not quit.
You take a sabbatical.
Yeah, I would.
That'd be totally
but I'd
fine.
Be in LA. I'd go, "Hey, Funhouse, can like since I'm here, like you know." I'm already in the area.
Bruce has said multiple times, you will never get a job at
Funhouse.
It's
an inside joke between Brucey and
No, he said to me, pulled me aside and said, all kidding aside, Andy will never work for me.
I was like,
can you please tell him to stop? And please tell him to stop just showing up on our doorstep on the weekends.
It's just part of a silly joke, dude. It's all funny jokes. Funny games, man. All
right, fidget spinner.
All those guys and I.
Today's winner wins Thimbleweed Park on the PS4. Congratulations from the Twitch chat to Rowan Oak. Thimbleweed Park 4. Thank you so much for being in the chat today. We love you. We love everyone who's in the chat. To show that love, why don't we just go into the chat right now and talk to everyone. Queue up your questions, comments, concerns, compliments, or just wacky shit you want to say to us. We will talk to, we'll take a few comments from the norms, and then we'll go into the chosen few, you who have chosen to rightly take that Amazon Prime sub. And give it to us, or give it to someone. We love you guys very much.
Mm-hmm.
Going up in the chat, let's see what's here, what's happening. Andy, don't lie. I saw that Naughty Dog post. It says Froggish, Froggin' Bullish 89.
Bullfish? Froggin' Bullfish?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that tweet was about when I met Neil Druckmann, and how when I was in game development school, I always wanted to be an artist for Naughty Dog. So meeting Neil Druckmann was like a really cool moment for me.
So you want to work at...
And the biggest mindfuck?
Yeah.
The biggest mindfuck.
Hot.
I walk up to him. I'm like, hey, man. I'm really nervous. I'm like, hey, nice to meet you, Neil. I'm Andy. I work with Greg. Kind of funny. And he goes, oh, yeah, I recognize your voice on the podcast.
Oh.
Neil.
Neil Druckmann is a cool guy.
He's so cool,
He's
dude.
Just cool. He's he so reminds cool. me kind of like Edgar Wright a little bit.
He's just
I mean?
Like...
He looks like Edgar.
But he's also like, makes really cool stuff.
I feel
stuff.
Like anything I might do or say is
humble.
Like possible inspiration
remember
for
that
him.
Time, you remember know? That time yeah. we went to that restaurant? It was really good in LA. And I look over and I was like, look, that guy's Benigan's. Wearing sandals. And then it was like, oh, that's Neil Druckmann.
Shoney's.
And we're like, oh, hey, what's up?
Was I there for that?
Yeah.
Cool. good story.
We went to that place a bunch of times, and you kept talking to the wait staff, like, way too much.
I kept talking to the wait staff way too much.
Yeah.
What restaurant was this?
By LA, there was the Airbnb. It was like right. It was like a.
What year?
I want to say it was like LA 2 years ago.
Black Eyed Peas.
It was really good, like sandwiches, like Americana food.
Huh.
And it was really hipsterish.
Yeah, I don't know.
Arby's.
A-Rock 86 says, and now Andy is interning at Naughty Dog. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm happy for you.
Big moment for me, guys. Really excited about it.
Oh, man. Man, oh,
I can
man.
Only go up from here, you know?
Pat Black WV says, I'm getting a Switch for Christmas. It's the first time I'm excited for Christmas since I was a child. Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's pretty great. Lots of good stuff to play. Lots of good stuff to play on the Switch.
Yeah.
Which is great. Are you still playing Mario?
Dude, I never went back to it.
Really? You never got? I can't do it
either. I've like disappointed everybody because I'm just like, I have no urge to go. I haven't even beat the game.
Dude, I played it for probably 4 hours and I'm like, this is fucking boring. Sorry. Boring.
It's not that I think it's boring, it's just whatever to me. Like,
it doesn't get me. You know what got me though? Wolfenstein 2.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Dude, I played that first 2 hours of that game. I was like, God damn, that's how you make a first person shooter right there, sir. That's how you do it.
That's how you bring in like the audience with crazy story beats and shit like
dude,
that.
Dude,
they do a great job.
I'm actually kind of bummed because they do a really good job. They do an awesome like cinematic recap of the first game. And I'm like, shit, I should have played the first game.
Not too late.
I'm like heavy into this one. I just want to play this one now.
Yeah,
like,
I think you kind of get the story enough.
This one's good. I'm if you guys, if anyone out there is like, oh, teetering on the, you're haven't decided whether or not you want to play this game or not, do it. It's fun. If you like first person shooters, it's great.
I have like 200 moons. I'm just like, I'm good. I'm playing Nier. So when Nier Automata won best soundtrack, during the Our Game Awards reactions, I said, Nier's, the soundtrack's not that great. I just got to the part, guys, where all of you are like, just fucking keep playing, dog. I just got to that part, and I was playing with headphones, and my heart was racing, and it was
this
like...
Is Nier or Mario?
Nier Automata.
Okay. I thought I was like, there's no way you were playing headphones. Like, okay,
no,
sorry,
my heart was beating, and I was just like, it was such an awesome moment. It's become as gods, that part. Oh, shit. Fucking so good, dude.
Yeah.
It was
I don't
great.
Understand what any of that means, but I'm super glad.
Yeah.
I'm super happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
The Assassin AK-47 says Wolfenstein 2 is my game of the year. Dude, I can see it. Like, again, I'm only a few hours in, so let me beat the game first, which I'll probably do over the break. We'll come back and talk about it in January, but it's a great shooter. The mechanics are just there, man. They're just hitting there. Granted, am I playing on the hardest difficulty level?
No.
Fuck no. I think the difficulty level I chose was, like, the third out of six, which was, like, give me a challenge, I think was all I want. That's all I need. I'm not trying to prove anything, bro. I'm 5'8". I'm trying to take shit down.
5'8".
All right. let's go into sub-only mode.
Richard Draken says, Nick and Andy, what are your nighttime rituals? I like to make myself a little tea, and I go out on the back porch, and I read the latest erotica. What about you, Nick?
Very similar. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I don't have a back porch, so it's just a parking lot in the back of my building. So it's very awkward for people.
Very weird people looking at you.
And generally, I go to bed early, so it's usually around 7 o'clock that I'm reading erotica back there. People are trying to park their cars, but I'm just, you know, just getting in the mood.
We had a visit from some raccoons over the weekend.
They're dangerous.
They
not have invited them.
they RSVP'd at my Christmas party.
It's very weird. I don't know how they got the invite. They don't have a permanent address.
Yeah, well, so apparently there are raccoons living in our backyard. We were at PSX, and Joey says, Andy, Alyssa just said there are raccoons in your backyard. So I'm thinking, oh, cool, she's going to show me photos. No, she didn't show me photos. and then Alyssa, I get home, and my roommate Alyssa's like, yeah, we had raccoons. I was like, do you have photos? She goes, yeah, I thought Joey would have showed you to them. I was like, yeah, I thought Joey would have shown me the photos of the raccoons, too.
We were at dinner.
Little baby raccoons. They apparently, so we have like a back door that has no doorknob. We just sort of lock it with a little fucking...
Don't tell people that. They're going to break into your house and steal your jammies.
I mean, like, there are armed guards, though.
Yeah, you guys have watchdogs.
Oh, we have tons of armed guards.
You have two Doberman pinchers named Hans and Franz.
Tanks, yeah. And apparently they sort of broke into our little washroom and stole candies.
Mm-hmm.
They stole candies and they were taken back to the backyard. Luckily, the door to the actual apartment, because this is, like, not really connected to our apartment, the door to the actual apartment was locked and, like, clothes and everything, or else they would have gotten to there, and they would have
just
masturbated in my bed and shit.
They would have just taken Barrett.
Baird would be like, I don't like this. This sucks. And they would just carry him away. Eating him.
He's like, oh, this is overrated.
Oh, this is terrible. This overrated. Is, yeah. Hey.
Yeah, everybody thinks this movie's good.
Back off.
I'm not backing off anyone. It's my show, sir. Fucking Baird wants to come at me. Come at me with his stupid fucking gang of raccoons.
No. Now he has a gang of
raccoons. Yeah, just imagine Garrett. He like holds court with the raccoons and like, yes, we do thy bidding, Baird. He's like, I have nothing to bid.
Yes, I love Birdman.
I don't
Birdman.
Do anything.
I love Birdman. Yeah.
I just, yeah, I don't want Birdman for the 50th time. Like, we don't
Birdman
want to.
Birdman's hella good.
Birdman. Yeah, how many times have you seen Birdman?
3 times.
Exactly. You know what? No one goes back to watch Birdman for the second time.
It's fine.
You're not trying to watch that movie again. Everyone's like, it's a fucking powerful movie. Let me tell you something about powerful movies. You watch it once, you talk about it on the podcast, you never watch it again. You know how many times I watched the other one where Michael Keaton dresses up in a suit? Hundreds of times at this point. Okay?
Which one? Spider-Man Homecoming?
I have seen that twice.
Yeah.
I have seen that twice.
Good movie. Good
movie. Shout out to him in that because it did give me major vibes of like seeing him like buzzing around again. I'm like, he could be back in the bat suit right now.
That was definitely him in that jet propulsion system.
Yeah, it was.
Definitely him, yeah. Did all the stunts.
How fucking dare you, sir? How dare you fucking doubt the power of Michael Keaton? I just walked into the room and I was like, time. Okay, we're going. I'm sorry.
No, you're not at
time. We got stuff to go
do. I thought you were doing what I was going to do.
What's that?
You're not. I'm going to go get your Michael Keaton Funko Pop, put them out there.
Oh, thank you.
That's social media content.
The Indie Boy says, Nick, please don't forget bongos. Think of the children.
You have two left to give away.
We do have two left. Kevin, we have to bong you tomorrow. I'm
there
sorry,
there has
buddy.
To be a Christmas gift. Yeah, this has to be, hey, we're leaving for vacation.
Yeah. If anyone's, if it's your birthday tomorrow, let me know on the show. We'll verify that by you tweeting at me a picture of your license back in front and your social security card. Don't do that. That's a joke, but don't do that. And if maybe for your birthday present, we'll give you bongos from Kevin. Joey, how does that check out?
It's good. We could also just... Well, I don't think I want Kevin Bongos for
Yeah. The thing is, I'm not feeling Kevin Bongos right now.
We have a full calendar year to give them, so I don't like
that. That's not the case.
I think it was that you had a year. It was still the end
of
the year.
No, that's not
a lot. Kevin, I'm sorry, a lot of people are saying we have a calendar year, so I guess there's no pressure on this.
You guys could totally believe that. That's totally fine. I'm fine with that. You believing that.
Should we save one and make Kevin get bongoed at our holiday dinner at a really nice restaurant?
The thing is this. The last time Kevin got bongoed...
the bar was set really high.
It was so high. If you remember, there was a seminal bongoing with Mia Khalifa. She crushed it. I went back and watched that again recently. It's great.
Fun fact.
Kevin, was it more aggressive than my bongoing?
No, I was about to say, fun fact, the most aggressive bongoing I've ever gotten is from Andy. Because for some reason, he used full force.
I literally,
Andy, you never used full force.
I literally had his fingerprints imprinted on my stomach. I showed Paula.
Never used full force.
She was like, what the hell?
Greg, I like this. I like this little, like dressing up the desk a little bit.
Nope.
Especially with the nighttime background. It's nice. It feels like Gotham back there, you know? Let's read one more comment, and then we'll go. Let Andy bongo Kevin while Kevin bongos Andy. Bongo 69, if you will, says Chuck in the chat.
It can't be done. The physics
Toby
aren't
Blue
there.
77 says that's hot. I mean, I think you could.
No.
Yeah, you could.
Think about who would be standing where, Nick. When you're in the laying position, you can't bongo
it's
anyone.
It's a weird position, yeah.
Yeah.
Clark Kent 128 says, Nick, what superhero people, would you want to play in a movie?
Huh?
What superhero would you want to play? You want to play Miles Morales.
I would love to play Spider-Man. Yeah.
I would also like to play Miles Morales.
Why do you get mad at me?
If I did it and you didn't get it, I would just
rub it in my face.
Andy! Andy, am I Miles? Andy, screech, screech. What does it mean? What does it sound like? Scoochie, scoochie. Ladies and gentlemen, that's your Kind of Funny morning show for today, December 14th, right? Is that where we're at? We have one more left. I will be back tomorrow with Greg Miller. Remember, Infinity Gauntlet, we will be reading that tonight. We will be talking about that. I apologize for punting that 2 weeks in a row. So if you guys went ahead and read that and downloaded a comic book, well, guess what? All your dreams are coming to fruition. Remember,
we're also doing
the reacts for Star Wars The Last Jedi tonight, and I couldn't be happier. Bye.